don't understand. If you do your research, you'd see how much he's actually been through from an injury standpoint. And he's at 29 years old. And if you got to the point where he's sick and tired of it, I don't blame him. You can't. Football is not his life. He went to Stanford. His father's all over luck. He is by far one of the smartest football players to ever play the game. And he has the money. You can't tell me right now, if you didn't have the kind of money Andrew Luck did, you wouldn't retire from your job today. Mike, if I got $30 million, I'm retiring. Mike would retire. I don't think so. He'd still do his show. He loves it. He loves you guys. But people will always remember, and that's my thing. These are one of those instances where everybody will remember when they found out Andrew Luck retired, where they were and what their reaction was. I remember where I was. I was watching the Cowboys-Texans preseason game on TV, my chair about 2 inches away from the television because I'm weird. And I got up to go use the restroom. I picked my phone up because I felt it vibrate. I'm like, okay, maybe my girlfriend's replying back to me because she hasn't been home for 6 hours. I look at it, and it says, breaking, Adam Schefter tweeted. I'm like, what? Andrew Luck is retiring. And I thought it was a joke. Like, if you know Twitter and you know around NFL free agency time, there's a lot of bots, which means there's fake Adam Schefter, fake Ian Rappaport, fake accounts, and they'll just change the at handle and replace two letters. And it makes it look like it's them because it's the same profile picture. No, I didn't pick up my phone in the bathroom. I said I was on my way to the bathroom. Barrett. Anyway, I'm looking, and I finally realized it was real, and I fell to my knees. I almost cried because I have so many. I'm from Indianapolis. I'm not a Colts fan per se, but I respect the heck out of them. I respect Andrew Luck. The Colts are my second team, but I have so much family and I have so many friends back home that worship and love Andrew Luck and love the Indianapolis Colts that I felt so bad for them. And I felt bad because my best friend, who was my podcast partner in college, a guy I played Madden with about 6 times a night in the dorm, he's a huge Indianapolis Colts fan. He knows just as much about the Colts that I do about the NFL in general. And he knows a lot. And I FaceTimed him because he would have texted me if he knew. And this was about 5 minutes after I found out. So I take my phone, I FaceTime him, and he just got done with a football game because he coaches, and he was at a bar celebrating. And I go, dude. And he's like, what? I go, have you heard? He's like, what are you talking about? I said, go outside. Go outside so we can talk real quick. And he's like, okay. I go, don't freak out. And then he's like, Clark. That's what he calls me. Clark, what's wrong? And I looked at him dead in the eyes through the FaceTime, and I said, Andrew Luck's retiring. And his jaw dropped and his eyes lit up. 5 seconds of blank stare. And next thing you know, he hung up on me. Hung up. Because I guarantee he wanted to go scroll through Twitter and find out. And he called me back and he was still in shock. And we talked for about 30 minutes. He was ranting. He didn't know what to do. I mean, he wasn't mad like some fans, but he was surely shocked. And about an hour later, he called me back. You know what? I'm fine. Jacoby Brissett, he's good. They're still... Let's go, Brissett. He's like, Frank Reich was a backup his whole career. What a story this is about to be. The backup leads the Colts to the Super Bowl. When I'm just in my head, I'm laughing. But a good friend I am, I supported his decision. But Andrew Luck retired at 29 years old. And why did he retire? Because of all the injuries he sustained. And he just got sick and tired of the rehab. And his ankle wasn't getting any better. There's like 3 different things wrong with it, he said. in the press conference, which we're about to listen to some clips from the press conference here in just a second. But it seems like Andrew Luck is at peace with this. I mean, he's upset because he loves his teammates. And we're going to go through the most idiotic tweets I saw regarding the situation, and then some support from his teammate, his best friend, T.Y. Hilton, what J.J. Watt had to say. I'll take you through a timeline of the injuries Andrew Luck went through and how it led up to this, what the 2012 quarterback draft class looks like now. It's nuts. But before we get more into detail, listen to about a two-minute clip of the beginning of his press conference. We'll talk for a minute, and I'm going to show you the 30 seconds towards the end. And this is where it gets emotional in the 30-second part, because Andrew Luck, I mean, you could tell he was upset.
This certainly isn't how I envisioned this or planned this. But I am going to retire. This is not an easy decision. Honestly, it's the hardest decision of my life. But it is the right decision for me. For the last 4 years or so, I've been in this cycle of injury, pain, rehab. And it's been unceasing and unrelenting, both in season, both in and off season. And I felt stuck in it. And the only way I see out is to no longer play football. It's taken my joy of this game away. I've been stuck in this process. I haven't been able to live the life I want to live, taking the joy out of this game. And after 2016, where I played in pain and was unable to regularly practice, I made a vow to myself that I would not go down that path again. I find myself in a similar situation, and the only way forward for me is to remove myself from football in this cycle that I've been in. Come to the proverbial fork in the road, and I made a vow to myself that if I ever did again, I would choose me in a sense. It's very difficult. I love this team. I love my teammates, the folks in our building, the fans, the game of football. And as part of this team, as a member of this team, and because of how I feel, I know that I am unable to pour my heart and soul into this position, which would not only sell myself short, but the team in the end as well. And it's sad, but I also have a lot of clarity in this. It's been a difficult process, but my wife, my family, my friends, Mr. Ballard, Mr. Irsay, the Irsay family, and Frank Reich have been incredibly helpful, supportive, and I'm so grateful for them.
So you heard Andrew Luck there, and you could tell in his voice, he truly meant what was going on.